From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States, Britain, and France said their strike on facilities associated with Syria's chemical weapons program was legal under international law. Russia called for an emergency session on that matter at the UN Security Council to review what happened. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the UN in New York.
Russia's UN ambassador expressed Moscow's anger over the coordinated strikes on Syria's chemical weapons storage and research facilities.
We demand the immediate stop to aggression and refrain from the illegal use of force in the future.
On Saturday, a team of inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons arrived in Damascus to investigate the site in nearby Douma. Russia also argued that the strikes contradicted international law and the UN Charter. France's ambassador disagreed.
I would remind them that that charter was not designed in order to protect criminals.
Britain's envoy said the action was limited and avoided civilian casualties. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Four Islamic Jihad members were killed in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. Meantime, protesters demanding an end to decade-old blockade and return of Palestinian refugees to Israel, where their ancestors live before being forced to flee after the establishment of Israel in 1948. Senior UN official says a main success of Friday's pledging conference for Democratic Republic of Congo is at the point of putting the country's humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. Pledges of $528 million for humanitarian aid to the DRC, making a significant dent in the UN efforts. This is VOA News. South Africans held a